top a little bit. Just to a little bit of chizuk and a little bit of ideas going in from Vayigash to Vayikra. And again, please, I'll announce the topic for tomorrow morning. I'll announce by Shacharis tomorrow, and we'll finish this sugya over tomorrow. And those of you that have the kayach, the courage, I should say, to be by Night Seder tonight, and we'll start the next sugya on Daf Hey Emirat Hashem on Wednesday. I want to point out something incredible to you that's Nageya to Parshas Vayigash and to Vayechi. I'll start here. After Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to his brothers, so he had a very interesting conversation with them. So I pointed out on Friday night, I shared with the Olam that the first thing he said was Geshuna Elai Vayigashu, that he told them to come close to him. On Friday night, I just want to fill in for a fetter. On Friday night, I pointed out that that the way that he ended up getting sold is because they looked at him as what we say in Yiddish, they looked at him as a fremda, as a stranger. And that's Merumas in the Pasuk. It says Vayiru Oisai Meirachik. They saw him like Meirachik. So it's no wonder that when he revealed himself to them, his first words to them were Geshuna Elai Vayigashu. Okay, so that we spoke about on Shabbos because we were having a Shabbos of Achta, so that was a Shabbos of Geshuna Elai. But if we follow through, the Psukim continue to say that he said Einechem Haroyos Ve'Einei Achi Binyamin Ki Pi HaMedaber Aleichem. So, Einechem Horez, your eyes see that my mouth is speaking to you. So, my mouth is speaking to you, Rashi says, is B'Lashon HaKodesh. My mouth is speaking Lashon Kodesh. So, you see, even though we made believe until now that I needed a translator, but you see that I speak Lashon Kodesh.
Why did you say
and,
you
what?
Why did you say you hear?
Oh, so why did you say you hear? What do you say, Einechem Horez? You see that I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh. You don't see I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh. You hear that I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh. So, Rashi has that kasha. And then Rashi says that he showed them that he has a bris milah. Right, so Einechem harayos ki pi amedaber aleichem is two steps. Number one, that he wanted to prove to them that he's Yosef, so he showed them that he has a bris milah. And he told them, and he spoke to them in Lashon Kodesh, they knew for sure this was their brother. And he told them to tell this to their father. Which is interesting. If they would just tell their father, it was Yosef. You know, but he told them, no, tell him these things. Tell our father these things, that I have a bris milah, and that I speak Lashon Kodesh. So I want to just explain something that's very, very, very nageya for understanding these parshias. And that is that, you know, where else do you find the conversation of Lashon Kodesh with Mitzrayim? With what? That's right. When Yosef stood in front of Pari for the first time, and this is where we get into Parshas Vayechi, by the way, when Yosef stood in front of Pari for the first time, so there was a fascinating minhag in Mitzrayim. Fascinating minhag, which you learn about it as a child, you don't ask so many questions, but now it's time to ask questions. The minhag was that when you spoke to Pari, you took how many languages you know, and you went up that many steps. There were 70 steps up to the throne of Pari. Pari was on step 70, which means that Pari knew 70 languages. And Yosef, and when you went up, so I know Hebrew and English, and maybe I could pass in Yiddish, maybe I could pass as a language. So I would walk up, I would stand on the third step. You know, there are some people that know other languages, they would step, you know, on a higher step. And that's what the Pasuk says in the Yom, of Yom HaChamishi, that about Yosef HaTzadik, Eidos bi Yehosef Samay b'tzeisai al Eretz Mitzrayim, right? It's talking about the time that Yosef went out to become the ruler of Mitzrayim. What does the Pasuk says? It says, Sfas la yodati, what's the next word? Sfas la yodati, Eshma, right? Sfas la yodati, Eshma. I didn't know the language, I learned it. Chazal say on that Pasuk, the Malach appeared to Yosef HaTzadik. I think Malach Gavriel appeared to Yosef HaTzadik the night before he was brought to Paroi and taught him all 70 languages. Of course, Yosef knew Lashon Kodesh, but he taught him all 70 languages. So when Yosef stood in front of Paroi, he started to climb. You know, Greek, Roman, Spanish, you know. He started to climb the steps. He did 10 steps, 20 steps, 30 steps, 40 steps, 50 steps, 60 steps, 70 steps. And he's like about to step on Paroi's head because he also knows Lashon Kodesh. And Paroi, as he's getting close, Paroi's like, stop, 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 stop. And Paroi whispers to him, what are you doing? He says, I know 71 languages. So Paroi says, please don't tell anyone that you know 71 languages. You're going to dethrone me. Please swear to me you're not going to tell anyone. So Yosef HaTzadik swore that he's not going to tell. Which plays into this week's parsha, right? I'll see how far I get now, but it plays into this week's parsha. Because in this week's parsha, Yosef HaTzadik tells Paroi, I would like to go bury my father in Eretz Yisrael. So the way Rashi explains, Paroi says, nah, bury him here. So Yosef says, I swore that I was going to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So Paroi says, so you break your shua. Yosef's like, are you sure you want me to break my shuas? So Paroi's like, you know what? Bury him in Eretz Yisrael. But the rabbis say, think deeply about it. That means that Yaakov being buried in Eretz Yisrael came about from Yosef's knowledge of Lashon Kodesh. Right? Fascinating. That's fascinating. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat bechalal that there were 70 steps? It's a very ridiculous thing. Why did they do it? What? Why is that a thing? You know? What was the big threat here? So the pshat is, Rabbi Yisai, as follows. The pshat is like this. There is a sefer called, this is an interesting thing. There's a sefer called, there's a Chidushei HaRashba on Shas, right? But there's also, besides for the Chidushei HaRashba on Shas, there's something called the Agadais HaShas of the Rashba. There's a sefer, but Shiva probably has it, of Pirushim on Agadita from the Rashba. And there's a Hakdama to that sefer. The Hakdama to that Sefer has recently been discovered, was not written by the Rashba, but was written by a famous Rishon Mekubal, and I've never learned his stuff, I don't do Kabbalah, but his name is Rabbi Yosef Gikitalia. Gikitalia, Gikitalia, you know, it's like Taimani something, you know. But, you ever heard of him? He's a Mekubal, and he wrote the Hakdama to that Sefer. And then the Hakdama to that Sefer, he says that Mitzrayim was the most, there are 70 nations, Mitzrayim was the most powerful nation in the world. That's why a slave was never able to escape from Mitzrayim. From a Kishuv perspective, from a spiritual perspective, Mitzrayim was just the most powerful, powerful nation in the world. The only thing is that there is something more powerful than the most powerful nation in the world, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael, that's Lemaila from all the Umos. Okay? By the way, that's why we're going to head into Meretz Hashem, Vayechi, Shemois, Va'ei Rabbi. Stop me when I have to stop. I'll just stop, but we'll continue next time. Okay? But that's why Hashem made Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is our emuna that Hashem is taking care of us, comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The emuna that Hashem created the world comes from Shabbos, right? That's how Eidos Hashem created the world. The Amunah that Hashem is taking care of us, that He's Mashgiach on the world, comes from Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It comes from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Says the Sfarim, it's not by mistake that it was a Yitziah from the strongest nation in the world, because the only way to show that our Mahus is godly, that we're in the hands of Hashem, is Hashem takes us out of a lesser nation, maybe we're just stronger. But when Hashem takes us out of a nation that's the strongest nation possible to exist on earth, that's an experience of discovering the greatness of Hashem. Now I want to tell you something. Avram Avinu, I'm going to talk fast here, guys. Okay, you ready? Because the room is filling up, so I'm going to talk fast. Avram Avinu, as we know, was standing there by the Tower of Bavel. Okay, so that means they were building this Tower of Bavel to rebel against Hashem, and Avram Avinu was standing there, you know, giving Musar, saying, "Please don't do that. It's ridiculous." HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Tower of Bavel. How were they punished? Their language. They used to all speak what? Lashon HaKodesh. They were divided into what? Into 70 languages. What does it mean to be divided into 70 languages? Says the Maral and many other Mefarshim, it's not that Lashon HaKodesh was twisted into 70 languages, it's that each nation took a 70th of the Kayach, of the man that existed before the Dor HaFlaga. So Avram Avinu, that's why we have within Klal Yisrael 70 Sanhedrin, 70 Kayachis, because we contain all 70, all the nations of the world are a 70th. So speaking Lashon Hara is a sign of dominance over all of the Shivim Umais. Okay, just to cut to the chase, I'll get to Bris Mila next time, but that's the pshat that Yaakov Avinu was able to leave Mitzrayim due to Yosef's knowledge of Lashon HaKodesh, because the Maisa Avay Simin Labanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Yaakov Avinu leaving Mitzrayim to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and I know this because they camped around Yaakov Avinu's Aroin in the same configuration as the Degolim in the Midbar, Rashi says. So you see that it was a Maisa Ovei Simon Labanim of that act, of good stuff, right? Of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And that was the pshat. And sure, when Mitzrayim made the 70 steps, what they were saying is, we are the most powerful nation in the world. That was their way of showing, we are the most powerful nation in the world. Imagine Paro's horror when there was something more powerful than that. He had never cut, they didn't think such a thing was possible. That's the svaz, and that's the Eidus b'yahosev samay b'tzeisai al eretz Mitzrayim. Svasla yodati eshmo. We'll leave it with this for today. Maybe tomorrow I'll fill in about the Christmas.